Chili Peppers at 7:27. It's Mick and MG in the morning. Showers today, 22 in Maroubra.
MG's Sport Report.
Well, one of rugby league's biggest bombshells dropped yesterday when it was announced that the Penrith Panthers inspirational front rower and three-time premiership winner, also golden boot holder, James Fisher-Harris, will be leaving the Panthers at the season's end and heading home to New Zealand to join the New Zealand Warriors, Mickey.
How does this happen? What's it all about? Unpack it for us, please, MG.
Okay, so what I can probably glean from all of this is James Fisher-Harris came over to Australia when he was 16 or 17. From New Zealand, from a little town north of Auckland, about 4 hours north of Auckland, so he's a bit of a country kid. He basically, in the last month or so, he had a shoulder injury which coincided with his grandfather's passing, and he went back home, and I think he decided with two kids and one on the way that it's time to head home at 27 or 28 years of age. And his brother, Mickey, ironically, who lives in Germany, is also coming back to live in New Zealand as well, because I think the family orientation is overseas and it supersedes rugby league, if you know what I mean. Sport sometimes is obviously the best thing for people, but I think that he got very homesick, and the way that he's handled it, I think the way Penrith...
How's the deal being brokered? So it sounds like it's been done in a very adult fashion between Penrith and the Warriors and the player involved, yes?
Exactly. Apparently, 72 hours ago, this was kind of when it was rubber stamped, that James Fisher-Harris basically told Penrith that he was thinking about this. Then the Warriors got hold of James Fisher-Harris. And let me say this as well. The Warriors have done something similar with Adam Fanua Blake, who, very similar to the Fish, have let him go on compassion reasons back to Sydney. He'll be playing for the Sharks next year. So sometimes in rugby league, it's nothing sinister. It's all about being homesick, and this is what's happened. The Fish will play the rest of this year for the Panthers, and obviously give his all. But it's a big hole to be filled by somebody, because he's been unbelievable for the Panthers. Unbelievable.
That would free up a bit in the salary cap, I would have thought, for you to go on a bit of an expedition.
Good point. Already, there's been a couple of players mentioned in the media today. Stefano Toikamono from the Tigers is one. There's a bit of talk about Joseph Tarpany from the Raiders being another. So, look, with a club like Penrith who have $700,000 or $800,000 in the salary cap now free, they can go on the market big time and secure a replacement. Look, it's going to be very hard to replace James Fisher-Harris. He's been an ornament to Penrith. He's been...
Ranks are getting thin at Penrith. Ranks are getting thin. But you know what, mate? This is the new world order. In the old days, you could probably say, nah, you're not going anywhere. Put your boots on, you get out there. I think it's a different world. The kids are kind of different.
Yep.
I think that's a mature way of dealing with something. And who knows, you might just regenerate with something.
Jerome Luai going to the Tigers at season's end now. James Fisher-Harris. There's something online yesterday about all the players who have left Penrith since 2020, and that would probably make the top four in an NRL competition. It's been unbelievable, but we wish him luck. He's a beautiful bloke. He's a beautiful kid. And watch this space. Right. Who Penrith might try and acquire.